Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And this is pretty pertinent. The Eagles have a new coach. We'll find out if our next guest likes it. And they got a lot to fix. That house has been a little sloppy for a little bit. And we're joined now by royalty for the Eagles, six-time Pro Bowler, one of the great players of the early 90s, no doubt. Left it all on the field, was banged up at the end, but played his behind off, as we know. That's Donovan McNabb. D-Nabb, what's happening, man? How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Awesome.
Can't complain, brother. Are you in favor of this hire, Donovan, in Philadelphia with Sirianni? Or do you think that they could have found a more established guy? Because I feel like the Eagles are a team that need, at least the Eagles fan base, they're not going to take kindly to someone who they don't really know, if you know what I mean.
Well, I think all of us are in that same boat that we really don't know them. And I think also you have to take into account the last 5 years, every organization has been trying to go young with their coaches.
Yep.
They've been trying to find these 32, 33, 35-year-old guys, which he's a little bit older, which is not saying much. He's younger than me. But when you haven't had experience really at the coordinator position for a while, and I'm talking 5, 8 years, and you're just moving into a coordinator position when you've been quarterback coach or quality control guy, there are a lot of red flags that go up. For me, I don't know much about him, so I can't talk negative about him too hard, but you have to look at guys like Eric Bieniemy. You have to look at guys like Marvin Lewis. You have to look at guys like Caldwell, guys who have been in the mix for a long time and have had success. And you ask yourself why we continuously go through this year after year when an African-American coach hasn't been hired. You have one under your umbrella in Deuce Staley, who was there during your Super Bowl run, who actually played for your organization, and you would think he would at least get a little bit more of consideration at the position, but no, that doesn't happen. So my question is, are you trying to recreate the wheel of the success that you had when Frank Wright was your coordinator, DeFilippo was your quarterback coach, and Doug was your head coach? Are you trying to recreate that wheel and hope that Carson Wentz can become your Nick Foles and he can be a mad scientist and pull him out of the deep hole that he's in? I think that's something that probably Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman, which I'll be honest, I'm really looking at this Howie Roseman situation of how he's still having his job.
Because Lurie loves him, you know that.
Well, I mean, we all know you need a little bit of favoritism here and there, but I mean, you have to look at this whole deal. Is this about Carson Wentz, or is this about recreating your football team and putting it in the right direction?
Well, Donovan, here's what worries me about. And again, you know, Sirianni's got a couple of years with the Colts, OC. We'll see. I mean, this is definitely out of left field. We kept hearing McDaniels. I thought on some level Bieniemy was in the mix. He should have been. He was not. Brian Daboll for the Buffalo Bills. What worries me if I'm an Eagles fan is it's not only that there's an absence of talent, and that's glaring. Like the Eagles, the cupboards are pretty bare. They're just not very good right now. They got old in certain spots, and they're just pretty deficient in spots you can't be deficient in. That's number one. But I guess on some level, you could kind of coach around that creatively, maybe with concepts. Probably not, but maybe. The real issue, though, is like there's like a PR, like the first day of Eagles camp. I mean, this guy, Sirianni, is going to get hit with, you know, roundhouse after roundhouse about Carson Wentz, about Jalen Hurts, about Carson Wentz. And without any experience as a CEO, that's what I would worry about the most. Some jobs need repair. This one really needs repair from a PR point of view. And I don't know if he's ready for that.
Well, that's the whole thing. Is when you look at the situation all across the college ranks, the NFL ranks. I mean, you got colleges now getting new ADs because they're firing head coaches because they're trying to clean house.
Yeah.
You look at the NFL, and most of these head coaches that they're hiring, either the GM has had success there, and they've been able to do a great job as far as the draft is concerned, or they're just cleaning house with GM and head coach and allow the head coach to come in and hire his own GM. So you got to really take into account this guy's coming in, Nick is coming in, and he's coming into pretty much a hot fire.
Yep.
And does he have enough pull to say, okay, I don't want him, I want to trade him, I want to look to bring somebody else in? Is that going to be something that Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman are going to deal with? Because you're asking a guy to do a lot. Because your draft picks that you drafted, I think they've only been two or three Pro Bowlers under the Howie Roseman watch that have been successful, but then your draft picks haven't really panned out. That's kind of the thing that you really have to look at in this situation, because Nick is coming into what is he going to do at the quarterback position? We've seen what Jalen Hurts can do as your starter, and the team rallied behind him. Carson Wentz has had, what, four or five years?
Mm-hmm. But Donovan, what would you do? What would you do? That's what we're interested in. What would you do? You're running the show. First day of camp, how do you handle the quarterback spot? What would D-Nab do? That's what we want to know.
Well, first of all, it's easy for me to say, well, there's a competition involved. Because we all know it's 100 million reasons why there won't be a competition involved.
Yeah, true.
And so you can't say there's a competition involved, because the team is going to be looking at Jalen Hurts to win that. And Carson can come back like he's been over the last couple of years. And on Twitter, they always say Wednesday, and he had a great day and he did this. You can wow people with practice and in training camp, but it all that matters is what you do in the game.
Yeah.
And for Carson, for Jalen, you can see an improvement from a guy that come out of the offseason. All of a sudden, everybody's seeing something different, like he's growing. But Nick hasn't seen it. So this is Nick's first time seeing Jalen. So he's witnessed and watched Carson play. So I just think it's really an unfair deal. And this decision was based strictly off of Carson Wentz, I believe, because that's the only reason Doug got fired.
Yeah. No, you're right, because Doug wanted to go Jalen Hurts, as we all know. Let me move to your coach, your Andy Reid, longtime coach. Obviously, just won his first Super Bowl. And, I mean, I didn't realize this stat until he got to the AFC Championship for the third straight time. He did that with you guys three times. And
right, like, make sure you mention that to you.
Yeah,
sure,
I mean,
I know it hurts for you to say
Yeah, it does. It does. It does a little bit. Yeah. But I'm just going to say, I mean, it is what it is. I give you your respect, bro. That's all. But, I mean, it took him a long time to win it. But he's been great, really, forever.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what, T? I'm gonna add to that. And we get so enamored, and this has been my issue because I'm a Bears fan, born and raised in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a deal that everyone held over Walter Payton's head.
Yeah.
And you being a running back, you know this, that we always want to count up number of Super Bowls and Super Bowl championships in order for a guy to be great. Now, don't get me wrong, I think that helps in some regard, and I was so happy for Walter Payton to win that, because now that gave him validation from everybody that he was the best running back of all time. And so now you go to Andy Reid, where you look at the combination that we had with his first head coaching job over a decade in Philadelphia. We were one of the top three winningest organizations for over a decade. And then, obviously, I left. And then, Mike Vick took over. They didn't have the same type of success. It just wasn't that the culture wasn't there. And so he leaves, and he built a new culture in Kansas City, and he's been successful. And don't forget about Alex Smith and what he's been able to do.
He did a great job
in Kansas City.
Absolutely.
It just wasn't kind of at the bar what we're seeing from Patrick. But to do that with a young quarterback, go three straight AFC championships and a Super Bowl win, he has to go down as one of the top three head coaches when he finishes with Patrick. Top three or two head coaches that ever coach in the NFL.
Well, now hold on, D. Let me challenge you on this. And we're talking to Don McNabb, 13 years in the NFL, 6 Pro Bowls.
Come on, man, I'm biased, so I'm a roll with that.
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. I just want to give you something else to process. I don't expect you to necessarily change your mind, but you might. Well, let's say that Reed stays there another, I don't know. He's not young. But I was going to say 10. We'll say 7. We'll meet 7 years, right? And okay. He only wins, I'll put quotes around the word only, he only wins one more Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
With Mahomes, and assuming Mahomes is healthy all those years, I hear you. Based on what he's done thus far with the championship games, that elevates him for sure. But you can make the point that you're supposed to win more with Mahomes, and that could be used against him if he doesn't.
I'm glad you said that. And see, I go back to my whole deal about we're talking Super Bowls. We're counting up Super Bowls. So let's just say he has a winning percentage of 80%. In mm-hmm. that whole done, he, in the whole run in 7 years, he goes to 4 more AFC championships.
Yeah,
say
yeah.
He loses in those 4 more. So now you're looking at his winning percentage. You're looking at his production. You're looking at the success that Patrick Mahomes is going to have. Because you got to take into account is this: if he's Patrick Mahomes' quarterback for the next 7 years, I guarantee Patrick Mahomes will be in the running for the greatest quarterback of all time, with 4 more AFC championships and putting up great numbers.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is going to be the contract. The problem is going to be because you can't hold the Tariq Hills, the Travis Kelce's. You can't hold those guys. So now it goes back into what Brett Beach brings to the table.
Yeah.
Now, that's drafting guys to be able to spill into those spots and being younger to be able to get you back there to the AFC championship. So if he goes to 4 more now, so that's 8. That would be 8 AFC championships, 5 NFC championships, NFC championships. You can't tell me, I don't care if he wins one more Super Bowl or none, you can't tell me he's the second greatest coach of all time.
Well, I'd have to see what other coaches do, to be fair, but I got your point taken. Listen, that's an incredible resume. I mean, yeah. I'm not going to fight you on
resume
that.
Resume over 20 years.
I got you.
That's over 20 years and almost – you're in the ranks of what we're seeing from Tom Brady. What we're seeing from Tom Brady with 14 conference championships or 16 or whatever it is. You're talking about a head coach that's taking 2 franchises.
Yeah, I got you. You lay it out well. Listen, we got 30 seconds. I wish we had more, but I have to ask you this and give us the most honest answer. We know you will. As great as Andy Reid is, and he's great, don't you think, or do you think, I don't want to skew you here, do you think he should be more front and center for Eric Bieniemy?
What more can he do?
I don't know. Kind of look into a camera and say, why the hell isn't this guy getting hired? Maybe start with that.
No, I mean,
what has he done?
The whole world is saying it. He said it. He said it last year.
Yeah, but he doesn't say it. But D, he doesn't say it the way it needs to be said, in my opinion.
Yeah, but in his defense, he's trying to win a championship. He's trying to win a championship right now.
Yeah, but has Bill Belichick ever came out and endorsed Josh McDaniels?
No, because he doesn't want to lose him.
But you know what? Hold on, Donovan, Belichick is white and McDaniels is white. You know, if you want to elevate the minority coach, you got to go above and beyond.
Well, Andy's white, but if you look at his coaching staff and you look at his head PR guy, a lot of African Americans are under his coaching staff.
I understand that.
Yeah, but, I mean, what more? He's probably reached out and called a lot of these organizations. I guarantee he was on the phone with Jeffrey Lurie Eric Bieniemy becoming the head coach.
I'm saying publicly.
But you don't have to get out there and pound the table so everybody can see that. Remember, he has full access to make phone calls, to talk to owners, because that's what happens when you interview people. Remember, the Texans are going through it right now. They're going to lose their quarterback, and they've lost their locker room because they're not going out and interviewing an African-American coach. Now, all of a sudden, Eric Bieniemy is in a running because Deshaun said he's getting out of there.
Yeah.
His anger went from 2 to 10 because they're not listening to him or even asking him about their situation.
I got you. T, did you have anything else?
No, we're good. No,
you got to bounce.
Yeah, we do. We're late on this at all.
Let me just add this before we land. Remember, there's 2 quarterbacks that I mentioned, Carson Wentz and Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson's been pounding on the table to get his team to listen to him and come to him and ask him and get his input. We just hired a head coach in Philadelphia. I guarantee they called Carson Wentz and asked him his thoughts.
That's a good point, dude.
That's a great point,
Donovan. Always nice having you on, buddy. Good stuff there.
All right, you guys take it easy out there. Stay warm, stay blessed, stay safe, man.
We're good.
Here in sunny Arizona.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.